of life, bitch. Have six nails, dead purdy like an actress. Headstands, rubber band, booty in the mastiff. Pull a grand up in my hand and watch that bitch do backflips. Show up on the blow up, I'm like, hold up, dog, I can't even go. Got reaper gleaning, ecstasy on in me, boy, don't need a little more. That reeking that I seen last week got me so drooled, I'ma need a little more. I'ma give up to the bees if a nigga can't squeeze what's between them knees, but I get it, but I know you're looking for answers to Indianapolis, girl, they. And all out to campus, them Tallahassee, girl, they. They'll hold you for ransom in ATL, them girl, they. And Webster the Woods, you know which nail them girl, they. Red tank, blue, green, skittles must make all their clothes. Mixed drinks, don't lean, early Christmas for patrol. Group beef, choose me down to come up out their clothes. Y'all too hoes to do the flex bone.
This your boy Cat Daddy. You already know what it is. Country Kids, what it do? That wobble wobble. This your boy Cat Daddy, man. We live on the air with my co-host, DJ Casper Banks.
Man, what it do? Shout out to everybody in the Carolinas, man. Shout out to you, Cat Daddy, Underground Talk Radio, all the listeners, everybody around the world. Man, I could go on and on. I got so much love for everybody right now. What's up? Your boy DJ Casper Banks checking in.
What's going on with you?
Man, you know, same old grinding, man. You know what I'm saying? Man, grinding, no whining. All grinding, no whining. That's new.
Hey, that's brand new right there. Hey, no grinding, no. Hey, all grind, no whine.
All grind, no whine, man. Got to get it, man. It's tough out here being an artist, tough out here being a DJ, a co-host. For you, a host, DJ, you know what I mean, and everything else that you are throughout, you know, your week and your day. I know you over there grinding, I'm grinding, no whining. But anyways, You know what I'm saying? You just got to keep your head up, look to the sky. That one right there, that's for all of the artists that, you know, maybe having a tough week. It's hump day. Get over that. Let's get it. Let's keep getting it.
Is getting come tune in to one of the hottest shows out though right now.
Yeah, man, definitely, man, definitely one of the hottest shows, especially one of the hottest out there on the East Coast, man. You definitely doing your thing right now. To everybody who just now tuning in this last minute, you rocking with Underground Talk Radio with the host Cat Daddy, co-host DJ Casper Banks. We got a banging show going on for you tonight.
Yeah, it's gonna be banging. We got a hot artist coming out of Houston named Son. He come back through, talk about his joint he got with Scrappy, what he got going on the All Star Weekend. Then, I started it off in Florida, and we gonna end it off in Florida with Burger.
That's you already know.
You already know. He making
Mister. This is how I'm doing y'all's beats, man. Hey, if you don't know Burger, you're going to know it by the end of the show, man. My man is turning up in a major way down in Florida, man. I'm talking about, like, scorching the entire state, man, along with a lot of other greats, man. We got a lot of greats coming out of Florida. I have got to take time, Cat Daddy. I got to salute all of Florida, man. Salute Florida. It's more than Rick Ross and Maybach Music Group down there. We got a lot of artists that's doing their thing, man, and you just play one of them, man, you know, Country Case.
Country,
you know what I'm saying?
Hey, that was a certified banger from Country Case. He's doing his thing down in Florida. But, yeah, Florida is like a nest head down in Florida, ain't it?
Yeah, man, I'm telling you. I got a lot of other artists out of Florida that I'll be introducing to the world real soon that's involved with the Coast to Coast mixtape, Music's Most Wanted, Volume 3. That thing is on the way, so y'all need to get ready for that.
Oh.
I ain't going to get no exact dates to you yet, because when we pop it out on you, it's just going to be like, bam.
For sure, yeah. Okay. That's going to be a hot project. So, hey, until then, they need to listen to Volume 1, Volume 2. That'll get you ready for Volume 3.
Yeah. You can definitely ride to them, man. You can ride to them. You can do whatever to them. Volume 1 and 2, check it out. We got a ton of hot artists from all over the United States on Volume 3. We actually got some international activity going on there. Shout out to London. Shout out to the Bahamas, man. I appreciate y'all rocking with your boy, DJ Casper Banks, man. Got to shout out to Coast to Coast DJs.
For sure. Got to shout out to Bahamas. They doing it big over there. Hey, London, they doing it big over there. Australia, they doing it big over there. They doing it big worldwide. Africa. Hey, India, hey, I'll be China, I'll be naming them all day. Shouts
out Tokyo, can't forget Tokyo. I don't know if you said Africa already.
Yeah, I
said. Man, we definitely got to salute them. The UK, the entire UK, all of them, everybody over there in the United Kingdom. You know what I'm saying, man? It was just a ton of love for everybody, man. That's what I love about what we do, Cat Daddy, is because we out here with a genuine care and charisma for the industry versus just, you know, personal gain. And that's, you know, that's where we at with it. So everybody that's got that good music, make sure y'all get at us. Y'all need to submit your music to Cat Daddy and Underground Talk Radio. You need to submit your music to your boy DJ Casper Banks, so we can get it on these coast-to-coast mixtapes. And, you know, the possibilities are endless. We can do anything that we think of. So y'all remember that when y'all calling Cat Daddy or your boy DJ Casper Banks. From anywhere around the world, don't hesitate to call from out of the country. Don't hesitate to call any country. Call from anywhere in the world, and we will definitely be here to assist you in what it is that you're looking for.
Yeah, definitely going to be able to assist you. 24/7, both of us, but you know I always say if you call me about 3:00 in the morning, you might want to leave a message. I'll get back to you in about 2 hours.
Straight up, man. What's your contact info, Cat Daddy?
Hey, you can hit me up, 336-926-6386, or larry.marshall50@yahoo.com, Cat Daddy Marshall on Facebook, Cat Daddy Marshall on Twitter.
Straight up, man. Well, you can catch me, your boy DJ Casper Banks, Coast to Coast DJ, 24-hour service. I don't know how much I, you know, can stress that, man. I can tell you, hey, 24 hours, man, the world will tell you that. Anybody in the world will tell you that. Matter of fact, they don't believe it, Cat. I'll be telling them, man. But anyway, 317-529-1309. Again, that's 317-529-1309. Y'all need to get at your boy, man. We serious about this. It's about your career. You know, it's not about us. It's about you. That's why we do this. Put in the long hours.
Yeah, we'll talk. So, hey, take advantage of it.
Straight up. Straight up. Man, I can't wait to hear about what's going on down in Texas, man.
Yeah, I can't wait neither. Everybody I had on from Texas talking about the All-Star Weekend. It's all
I know he's going to turn up all the way, too, man, because, man, we done had some artists from Texas come through before, too. Yeah, for sure.
Yeah,
shout out to Texas, man. I cannot forget about the great state of Texas, man. Slim Tex, what up, man?
Yeah, what did it do, Slim Tex? Yeah, we done had a whole lot of artists out of Texas.
What up, Blue? I got an artist named Blue, man. I'm going to be introducing y'all to him real soon, too, man. My man down there doing real big things, man. He got that King of the Hill mixtape. That thing is crazy, man. Go find it on Dat Piff, and you're going to love it. Straight up. My man got a ton of quality, man. He said he spent some time in the Carolinas, too.
For sure, for sure. Yeah, can't wait to hear from him. I know he got some fire. Hey, DJ Casper Bain signing off on him. That's all he signing off on is fire.
That's right, man. Right. Yeah, yeah, straight up. That's all you sign off on, Cat Daddy, and I know that because I be tuned in to these shows, man, even when I'm not, you know, involved, man. It's going down every single time, man. Like, man, hey, I got to shout out my man, Turk, man. He definitely turned it up on your show to the point I was a call in, you know what I mean? Hey, matter of fact, everybody that don't know, hey, we're going to get back to Turk because he's definitely hot. But y'all need to be telling y'all's people, text them. Man, shout it out, 347-945-7629. Call in right now, holler at us if you tuned in. Man, I could shout out a ton of people. I'd be giving shout outs here in a little bit. But yeah, man, what'd you think about Turk, Cat Daddy?
Hey, Turk doing his thing, Turk. Hey, he jumped back out like he wanted to take back over. He doing his thing. He bought one of the fastest rapper I done seen jump back out on the game and get back out there on the scene like he ain't miss a beat.
Straight up. Yeah, he hit the ground running, huh?
Yeah, he hit the ground running like he ain't miss a beat.
Straight up, man. That's the way we need him back, though, man, for real, man. Welcome home, Turk. Keep on turning up, man. We love what you got going on, man. Them tracks is amazing, man, especially that Rack Attack.
It's Rack Attack, John. I can't get it out of my head. It's a certified thing.
Yeah, right, man. Time to base up on that thing and let it roll.
Just let it roll. I'm about to let the people on here for a little minute right now.
Check it out.
Check it out. That Rack Attack.
Custom face, the price tag on Skaglady. Well over 20K, my bank rolls. It's hard for one bank to bank those. Baby over there on that strip pole, she interested even if she ain't chose. It must be the clothes. Finna rack for the gators in a shoe with the eyes in them. A rack a piece for the Gucci belt, shirt, and jeans with the red and green lines in them. Everything I push, I keep dimes in them. And I'm finna rack at the rack at the rack. Baby, what you want? Jimmy Choo fitted dress with the heels to match. All you gotta do is say, my political party, the Euro crash. I'ma show you how to ball to the man. Can't cut my braid with an ass. nigga just giving you facts. Did I tell you wanna sleep with a man? What? You got a limited scratch? I tell you what, we gon' kill all that. Let's see if you can match. Rack to rack. Turbo Panamera shoes, BBS and see-through, they got a panoramic view, I'm smoking Burmese Kush, ain't got a tropical aroma, I'm somewhere with a dancer, you know Melanie Fiona, she saved for the 500, I can get a slow, so I give her 500 more, but get straight to the front of being so mature. Yeah, it's a rag attack. When I take baby shopping, it's a rag attack. Give me one of this, give me two of that. Give me top for this, give me top for that. Titanium black card. You know the preferred edition. And I ain't just part of the team. I make preferred edition. And I'm in the real estate. No, I'm in the real estate. Cash over roof, up park is red. I got too many of them in the investigate. Ain't nothing to get a million on my face. Got me in the association. Keep real around me. Call it insulation. Get you killed for a rag. Real talk, no exaggeration. You just made the front page. Mine, congratulations.
Yeah, it's a rag attack. Don't stack up the stack. Check my stats. The more I spend, the more.
Certified banger right there.
Certified.
Hey, that third Turk rack attack. He bounced back like it went no tomorrow.
Straight up, man. Kind of reminds me of that track from our man, Memph 10, man. Hey, by the way, he's doing big things. Y'all turn up out there. Block Hog, hey, that whole movement, man. Hey, matter of fact, Block Hog Day is coming up, too.
Yeah, Block Hog coming up. He coming up fast. He got that whole Richmond circle.
Hey, straight up, man. Hey, y'all need to check out my man, see if he see that shadow. I know they're going to be having something new for you on Block Hall Day. Kind of remind me of that track, though, Go and Get It, man. I mean, you know, that's what I've been feeling lately. Like, why let anything hold you back, man? You know, when you're an artist, sometimes the weight is on your shoulders and it just feels unbearable. And when most people would quit, you got to keep on going.
Gotta keep playing, you gotta keep grinding. I love that Go and Get It track. I first heard it. I told me, first thing I told Milton, go ahead and send me an MP3 player.
Yeah. And you keep it in rotation.
Yeah, we keep it in rotation. Go and Get It. A certified banger. I love the track.
Yeah, man. See, we need to let the world check that out right now, man. We got some important people tuned in tonight. I'm sure they be feeling like gotta go get it sometimes, man. Plus, man, Richmond, Virginia, man, they been turning up real loud for us out there, man. Shout out to Richmond, Virginia, man. Cat Daddy and your boy DJ Casper Binks most definitely appreciate it. I love y'all showing out there. Make sure y'all stay tuned for that Block Hall Day.
For sure, stay tuned for that Block Hall Day. This that Go and Get It right now. Just get it.
Block Hog ENT, Memph 10, you already know what it is.
Go and get it, go and get it.
Salute to all the independent artists out there.
Go and get it, go and get it.
Niggas told me, boy, if you want a
go
deal,
get it,
you
go
gotta go
get it.
Get it. So
I told myself to go and get it, go and get it.
Cause sitting around in my city, waiting on the deal, I know that ain't gonna happen.
I gotta go and get it.
different station, turned up my campaign.
I gotta go and get it, go and get it.
I hold it down for my kinfolk and put on for the ones that came for them. I'm gonna get it, man.
I started off to underdog. People say that I fell off. Now it's hard for them to catch me, cause I'm always on the road. Blowing loud and linking up with folk like me that's too turned up. Networking and promoting from state to state, I be on it. Chasing paper, dodging haters, trying to get my foot in the door. Try to provide a better way of living for my folks. Tired of seeing my family struggle. Tired of seeing my daughter crying. The same she wanted to get, I can't afford right now. It's hard time. Ain't nobody helping out, but everybody hand out. Smiling at my face, but they be doubting me when I'm not around. Throwing salt all in the game. Trying to fuck my name up. They used to be oh so cool with me. Now some folks done changed up. So I distance myself. I won't gonna let them bring me down. I told myself to not depend on no one else from here on out. Like a boss, CEO of Block Hall, oh, yeah. I'ma get it in, anywhere I go. To go and get it, go and get it.
To sitting around in my city, waiting on the deal, I know that ain't gonna happen.
I gotta go and get it, go and get it.
You do everything I do to show the world how I grind and stay too turned up.
I gotta go and get it, go and get it.
I built up my network team, started traveling to different stations, turned up my campaign.
I gotta go and get it, go and get it.
I hold it down for my kinfolk and put on for the
I do this for the hustlers that's grinding, stay independent, and try not to let your personal life mix with your business. Watch out for friends that only come around for certain interests. To smoke your loud, drink your liquor, and fuck your bitches. Them niggas ain't real on the real, them niggas gon' bring you down. That's why a nigga like me say to myself, cause I don't trust nobody. And ain't nothing against nobody, but that's just the way I be feeling. Cause it was always the closest ones that fucked me over the most, you feel me? So excuse me if you feel that I am acting different, cause I'm focused now and you niggas ain't really serious. I'm on my shit like a newborn baby. Michael Phelps mind frame, I gotta be the greatest. Cause they don't talk about the runner up and who remembers third place.
No one, no one.
And I bet you any amount of money if I get a deal, a lot of niggas they gon' hate on me.
Go and get it, go and get it. In my city, waiting on the deal, I know that ain't gonna happen.
I gotta go and get it, go and get it.
You do everything I do to show the world how I grind and stay too turned up.
I gotta go and get it, go and get it.
I built up my network team, started traveling to different stations, turned up my campaign.
I gotta go and get it, go and get it.
I hold it down for my kinfolk and put on for the ones that came for them. I'm gonna go get it, man.
Started off a dream.
Definitely a memorable track right there, man, because we're going to get it, man. And I guess you could say that's some of my theme music right now, because I ain't stopping. I ain't stopping at all, man. I'm going to keep on going. Y'all see me now. Y'all going to see me later. I'm keeping it real now. We'll be keeping it real later. Cat Daddy, what about you?
Hey, 24-7, I ain't going to change. I ain't changed since grade school.
Straight up, man. You know, that's the way it is, though. Again, shout out to them. Keep on doing y'all thing. We definitely got to salute Mississippi, man. Mississippi has been through so many times, and they just keep on turning up every single time they come through, all the way from Split C ENT to Straight Street ENT to NS3T. You know what I'm saying? They do their thing, man. Dangero, you know, HBE, man. Wow, Mississippi, y'all stand up down there. Because y'all getting it, man. Y'all got grinders. Y'all got the right people on the front line, the right artists on the front line. So, you know, keep on doing y'all's thing down there.
They definitely doing, especially Dangerous World, that Dangerous World legend. A legend, straight street NT, loving what they doing.
Yeah, they was turned up all the way, though. I mean, like, when they came through, the phone wouldn't stop ringing, man. Damn, I'm like, hey, yeah, but they might have got them a record with that one.
Yeah, they might have got them a record with that one. Hey, man, everybody and their mama would call.
Hey, but that's what I love about Mississippi, though, man. They ain't down there hating, man. They down there, you know, getting it, man. You know what I'm saying? Supporting. You got to support, man. Hey, artist support never helps. Never does not help. I mean, it's always good to link up with who you can link up around. You know, don't be afraid to share opportunities and different things like that, man. You got to keep it real. Like my guys from Split Seed, man. Split Seed, they've been keeping it real for so long, man, that it's like, man, hey, look, man. Ever since I met them, the cats, they've been keeping it real the entire rip. And so that's why I keep it real with them, man. And not only that, though, they have music that is just, you know, it's something that everybody can relate to. It's not all about violence. It's not all about negativity. You know, they got something that the world can relate to.
For sure, for sure. And I'm glad, hey, I'm glad you said that, because I was wondering, have you seen that boy on the porch yet that made his own beat?
Nah, I ain't peeped that.
It's on my wall. I'm gonna have to get it to you. But he saw that he was sitting on the porch by a trash can with a pen in his hand. He made his own beat, and he wasn't rapping about no drugs or nothing. It was one of the hottest songs I ever heard before ever.
Wow, man, how old do you think he was?
He about 28, 29.
Okay. Well, that's what's up. See, he's making his own beat with a, you know, yeah. Somebody needs to get him a beat machine to turn him all the way on.
He had a pen in his hand. He had a pen in his hand. Had his fist balled up. That's all he had. The beat.
Wow.
Hey.
Yeah, we was doing that back in the eighth grade, man. You know, that's what I was talking about, man. We used to beatbox on the lunch tables and bust raps, man. Everybody, yeah, DJ Cash Banks can rap too. I ain't gonna put it out there on you yet. I'll say that one for you, but yeah, your boy DJ Cash Banks can bust a floor too.
For sure, for sure. And don't let you get in the locker room with the lockers in there.
Oh, damn, it was going down. You already know, man. Hey, we was on the way home from the football game. We was on the back of the bus. We was freestyling, you know what I'm saying, beating on the bus seats, you know what I'm saying, that leather that they got on them seats, hey, they make real good, you know, percussion.
Make real good percussion. Hey, Cell 5 Cell, see what this, what we got, what it do, you live on the air with Cat Daddy, DJ Casper Banks.
Hey, man, what it do, man, what legend, Space Street Entertainment.
What it do, legend?
Salute.
Just want to salute y'all, man. Hey, Cat Daddy, much love. DJ Casper Banks, you know what I'm saying? Much love. And I want to get an announcement, man. You know, Mississippi Volume 1 dropping tomorrow. That's
okay.
January 2018. We hit them hard with it. Mississippi Volume 1.
For sure.
Oh, definitely. We definitely appreciate you stopping through to put that out here, man. Shout out to Spoon. Shout out to Beefin, man. Shout out to my man Legend. Hey, Mississippi Volume 1. Y'all need to go get that thing. Thing will be crazy.
Where it's going to be at, Legend? Let the people know where it's going to be at before you hop on.
Of course, it's going to be on datpiff.com. They could just search Mississippi Volume 1. We're going to, of course, you know, we're going to have it on Reverb Nation. And we also going to throw it up on Live Mixtape. Also, you know, we try to keep our, you know, traffic control right now, you know, until we get somebody that can do all that for us. Right now, we manage everything, so Space for Entertainment, from writing to managing to promoting, we do it all, you know what I'm saying? So it's only a matter of time before we have, you know what I'm saying, a person that's doing it for us. But for right now, hey, we still in all the above, you know what I'm saying, A to Z, B to A to Z.
Everybody, go check that out. Straight Street ENT. Y'all need to get up, my man. He got that heat on deck. Mississippi Volume 1 is on the way. It's going to be crazy. And you already know that. And I'm going to be turning y'all on to it. So if y'all want to get in touch with them, holla at Cat Daddy or holla at your boy DJ Cash from Banks, Mississippi Stand Up, Memphis Stand Up, Straight Street ENT. Salute.
Salute.
100.
Hey, speaking of Straight Street, hey, they got some bangles. We about to get to Legend Joints right now, so y'all will know what y'all need to go get tomorrow as we waiting on my main man out of Houston, Son, to come in here. We about to get to this Legend right now.
Let's
it's
get it.
Shit, just get it.
Yeah, it's your boy Legend. I bet I shake the world with this one, my nigga. What's happening, Mississippi? Yeah,
I'm on my shit.
Let me tell y'all again,
I'm on my shit.
I'm looking good, smelling good,
I'm on my shit.
I came to the club by myself, but I'm leaving with a bad bitch.
Cause I'm on my shit.
All the girls on my dick,
I'm on my shit.
Ha!
I'm on my shit.
I came
you
by myself,
is,
but I'm leaving with a bad bitch.
Let me tell you about a nigga coming straight up out the mud.
Every day I live this. Thank the man above. Everything you see me in, have to work my ass off. Mama told me keep it real and daddy say, boy, don't be soft. So I listen to my mind, then I turn it to a verse. I would never be a sloppy second nigga, I'm the first. I'ma blow up on my own, I'm independent nigga. To a young and writing rhymes, don't stop it until you get it. Never let nobody change your thoughts, cause you the boss. In order to get up top, sometimes you take a loss. Grinding don't get you shine, 200 at all times. Keep it real, my nigga, with money up on your mind. Whoa!
I'm on my shit.
Let me tell y'all again,
I'm on my shit.
I'm looking good, smelling good,
I'm on my shit.
I came to the club by myself, but I'm leaving with a bad bitch.
Cause I'm on my shit.
All the girls on my dick,
I'm on my shit.
Ha!
I'm on
this
my
them
shit.
Just my nigga.
I came by myself, but
yeah,
I'm leaving with a bad bitch.
Some niggas be talking stupid. I told it, walk up and slap them. I'm ready for anything. Higher than any pain. No losses, cause I'm a boss. Number real about my mouth. If I say it, then it's done. You scary dudes gon' run. I bet you I stand my ground and whoop you without a gun. I'ma stay real to the end, cause I'm my only friend. Yo, they thinking I'm a rat. I'm ready, here come the pen. I'ma stand my own ground. Ain't no bitch up in me. Ain't no fear up in my heart. I was raised in the streets, but you a pussy. Nigga, for thinking I'm a snitch. It's a legend on the mic. I think these faggot niggas want some dick.
I'm on my shit.
Let me tell y'all again,
I'm on my shit.
I'm looking good, smelling good,
I'm on my shit.
I came to the club by myself, but I'm leaving with a bad bitch.
Cause I'm on my shit.
All the girls on my dick,
I'm on my shit.
Ha!
I'm
two
on my shit.
Game up. Fuck niggas.
Right, that's the legend right there. Hey, that's just a little taste of what y'all need to go get tomorrow.
Yeah, man. Hey, and look, my man Legend came back and hit him with another verse at the end. You know what I mean? Come on, man. Yeah, right when they thought it was over, Cat Daddy, my man Legend hit him with another verse, man. That's how you got to do it, man. You can't be coming with these little short songs, you know what I mean? But wait a minute. Sometimes you got to come with a short song. I don't want to get it confused. Don't be coming with these long-ass 10-minute songs thinking you're going to get your whole song played on the air. But it's cool to go into that third verse like my man Legend did because he had a lot to say. He had to get it off his chest.
Yeah. It's all right. Yeah. It's all right to go with that third verse. And so, hey, when you got an 8-minute, 9-minute song, hey, everybody getting the verse. Everybody getting the verse. Now you can't have that now.
Come on. I done seen it, man. You were back in the days, man. Cats used to drop a song and had 10 people rapping. I hear it every now and then, man. By the time I get to the middle of the third person verse, man, I'm turning it off, man. I can't take no more, especially if the beat don't change. Can't that? How you gonna have a 10-minute song on a weak beat?
On the same, I don't know how you have a.
Got two sounds in it. You got some kicks in there. You got a little teep teep. You know what I'm saying? Come on, man. You gotta switch the beats up, man. Matter of fact, man, shout out to the producers. What would the game be without you? Nobody ever talks about the producers on the front stage. You know what I'm saying? So we're going to talk about the producers for a second. Cat Daddy, what you think about the producers?
Hey, the producers, the whole game. Without the producers, there ain't no tracks. The producer is like what I call the center. You watch football, they the center. You watch basketball, they the point guard. You watch baseball, they the pitcher. Ain't nothing happen without the producer.
Straight up, you know what I mean? So you gotta remember the producer, man. Hey, matter of fact, I'm gonna tell you straight up, you need to, when these producers ask you for some money for their beat, pay that producer, because them producers is working hard on the beats. Now, the beat's whack, and you pay for it. That's your fault. But, I mean, you say they be saying they want to make it somewhere, right? Well, how you think you going to succeed paying a penny for your beats? You know what I mean? Like, really? With no paperwork.
With, Auto-Tool, whatever they call it. Man, you can't do that. Hey, but what it do?
What it do?
It's right here walking in the building. What it do?
Yeah,
son?
Man, I'm fashionably late, but I'm always late. I'm tardy to the party, but I'm early to the meeting. What's happening with y'all, man? I'm rocking out. What we doing? What we talking about?
Man, we talk about producers, man. What you think about these producers before we get started with the interview?
I think that some it's producers and it's beat makers. Some of these people are there, they're not putting no crap into it, so I wouldn't dare call them a producer, nor like just because you make a song will make you a rapper. That makes you an aspiring producer or aspiring rapper. I think production comes when people put they put their time and their craft in something and they study and their craft. No different than rap, no different than if I go change a tire, it don't make me a mechanic, you know? That make me somebody change the flat tire. So, you know, I think if you put that craft in, you deserve to eat. Like, you know, you don't work, you don't eat. You know what I mean? And I hope the people who lazy starve. Word up.
Yeah.
Whoever.
For sure. Hey, that's real talk. You don't put the work in, hey, why should you eat? Hey.
Yeah, you don't work, you don't eat. You know what I mean? I have the pleasure of traveling the globe. America's one of the laziest countries because we're given so much and we're fortunate enough to have it and nobody want to work for it. You know, people got to figure out a truck, but. You know what I mean? You won't work. That's supposed to be the it gives you your sense of purpose. You know, you don't work, you don't eat, that goes to produce or anybody else. Let them starve. Let the lazy starve.
Straight up. You know what I mean? You heard what the man said. Y'all need to get to work. Stop trying to eat off of what everybody else doing. You know, a lot of times they come in trying to, you know, Bozo Lewis off your plate. You know what I mean? We'll get your own plate.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That go for the rappers and the producer. If a producer got a name and worth his name and doing them good production, you need to pay him, and vice versa. If a rapper doing this thing, you know, you need to break bread. That's what I think it is. You know, you got to, whoever got the whoever attracting the bread, that's what needs to get it. That's what it goes to. You know what I mean? That's my
shoot right up.
That's real talk, man. Hey, whoever I'm putting in the most work, whoever putting in the most grind, hey, that's where it should go. Hey, you putting in Pro Tool beats or these lollipop beats, hey, you ain't getting nothing. Hey, go ahead about your business. Go
try
it out,
you know. Hey, son, man, we definitely got to know, man. Like, how's the industry down in Texas, man?
Honestly, I try to spend as much time on the road as possible because the money on the road for me. But I'm well connected with my. I just came out of Dallas. I'm in Houston right now for the next couple of days, and the industry. I think it's no different. You know, what I mean, Houston definitely have. I mean, Texas definitely got a big enough market to appeal. I mean, once you got a Texas fan base, you can pretty much eat for the rest of your life just off the everything under the Mason-Dixon line. You know, Oklahoma, Texas, Louisiana, Arkansas type stuff. You know. And it's a beautiful thing to be part of a market that is industry in its own. And, you know, it's a lot of good dudes. When you're in a certain position, they stick with you and they rock out with you. So I love the reception of the market. And we're not expected to have its own sound, and there's so many sounds coming out of it. Dallas sound nothing like Houston, and Houston don't sound like Dallas, but we all making good music. And San Antonio, so forth and so on. You know, El Paso, they doing their thing out there. So, you know, I love my hometown, my home state, man.
For sure. Now, before we go into Florida, hey, go ahead and put that contact information out there for the people, man, one more time.
MindOnMoney.com, man. Y'all can find me on there. And my Twitter link and everything is on there. It's Sun_Days. That's SUN_DAYS on MindOnMoney.com, man. Everything on there. And I'm giving away some Gucci stuff and Gucci gift cards and clothing for the ladies for a bad girl giveaway we got going on, and we're giving away some diamonds. Not none of that cloudy stuff, you know, just about the stuff that's in my chest and my watch. So that's what you give it to me. MindOnMoney.com.
Okay. So, hey, y'all getting away the good shit. Y'all ain't getting
man. I ain't going to do the ladies bad. You know what I mean? No.
For sure. You can't do the ladies bad. You do the ladies bad. Yeah. You gotta keep
yourself, right? Yeah, word up.
That's real.
Most definitely, man. You know what I'm saying? You gotta turn it up for the ladies. Shout out to all the ladies out there that's tuned in right now. My man, Son, say he got you, man. Throw that website out there one more time for him.
MindOnMoney.com. It's real simple. MindOnMoney.com. You know what I mean? Go check that out, man. We will be doing the giveaway and all that good stuff, so.
Hey, them ladies be looking good in that Gucci, too. So, ladies, go get that Gucci. And then, you know what I mean, maybe you can put on a little fashion show. Let us know how you looking in that.
Yeah,
we're going to do all that.
You're going
to
get the good.
We need to see the Instagrams and send them in to the show so we can talk about how sexy you is.
Yeah, definitely. Turn it all the way up. So, Son, man, when was it that you realized that you wanted to be an artist? That puts on the way that you do.
When I realized I really wanted to be like do what I'm doing, this like at this level, this magnitude, just been around 40 Glock, 50 Cent, Mobb Deep. You see people getting money like that in the magnitude, and really not just getting the money part, but having that much of an effect on people's lives and touch people's lives and just having an impact on everything just from music. And some people don't even relate to it. I thought, you know, that's a super dope thing, you know. It makes people want to gravitate to you, and that's what I like. I want attention. I got something to say. A lot of people just want to say something, but I got something to say. It's a huge difference. So, you know, seeing how they did it and how they doing it, it makes it definitely was a motivation. You know?
For sure. Now, who you say they motivate you? Who you say you your style more like?
Man, I don't know. I learned a lot from. I'm definitely a Lloyd Banks fan, an Eminem fan, a Foley Glock fan. I'm a Ludacris fan. I like Kendrick Lamar stuff. You know, even though he's a newer artist, well, he's newer to the mainstream. My style is. I think I do reality rap, so my style is really whatever's going on. You know. Like I said, I study my craft like we were talking about earlier, so I'm in tune to what's going on. So whatever the beat inclines me to be lyrical about, or you know, how I rise the beat, that's how we go. I like to not stick in one style, you know.
For sure. So wherever the beat take you, you can go.
Yes, sir.
That's what's up. That's what's up. Hey, versatile. You got to be versatile in the game.
I remember for a while everybody was jumping on like these really, really slow beats. I'm like, you would have thought that the song was screwed. And you actually from Texas. So in your opinion, what kind of beat do you prefer to wreck?
And like that's one of them things. It's like what kind of girl you would prefer, you know, on a good night. It just depends on what I'm feeling that day, you know. It really, the beat, I definitely like serious beats, and I like beats that thought provoking beats. You know what I mean? The club beats and all that's cool, but I don't feel like it's a challenge for me. I want something that's gonna provoke thought, and really get your gears going, you know.
Okay, for sure. So, you a white or you white all your own material?
Yeah, of course. I did some writing for a lot of big artists too. I did some ghostwriting, you know what I mean? My pen gets paid, baby, so you know, shout out to all my homies who keep me employed with that ghostwriting, you know what I mean? So,
how do you feel about ghostwriting? I mean, do you think that, well, I don't want to even let you contradict yourself like that. So let me ask
you.
No, I
know what you're going to ask. I don't even think it's a contradiction, because in the situation that I have ghostwritten, it'd be collectively coming up in the studio. It ain't like I just did a whole song and ghostwrote. I will come up in the studio and they might be, getting a writer's block on some bars, or I might just be spitting something. But yeah, that's dope. Like, let me use that, and you know. So it ain't nothing like. And we all borrow and stuff like that, but sometimes it's more expensive. And I don't think that. I don't think nothing wrong with that, as long as you're not spitting bars that ain't, you know, bars that ain't part of your lifestyle and nothing that you lived or are living, you know, experience, you know.
I like that. So at the end of the day, basically what you're saying is it's all about the music.
Yeah, I think it's about the music. But I think your lifestyle should reflect your music, you know.
Yeah.
Because if not, you get situations like what recently happened with the other rapper, you know, we're getting shot and all that. And, you know, I think that you should be prepared for stuff like that. And if your lifestyle don't reflect what you're doing, they gotta coincide somewhere. But if not, you know, each day on. I try not to have too many opinions about other rappers because I'm busy. All my checks say my name on it, so I gotta focus on the ones with my name on it. You know.
For sure.
Thing though.
That's real talk. You can't you focus on the checks that got your name on it, but hey, you gotta rap about the lifestyle you live. You ain't touching no gram of dope. Why you wanna go rap about it? Hey, that's just gonna open up Pandora box. Get you indicted off a bag of weed.
I think that people typically they wanna rap about lifestyle that's not theirs, and it's always a negative lifestyle, so it's always promoting negative stuff. You don't hear nobody lying and saying they went to Harvard. You know, if you're gonna lie, why don't you lie and motivate somebody? If you, you know what I mean, at least if you're gonna lie, make it be good. But like, I don't want to sit here and slander nobody, because it ain't too many rappers that I know personally to say that they, you know, because I know a lot of people take shots at the bigger rappers. I don't know them personally to say what they did or what they didn't do. And at the end of the day, I don't really care. You know, like you can blame the artist for the music that's coming out and what people are doing with it, but you, at the end of the day, I think it comes on parenting, because my daughter been not there be influenced. Like, she can never tell me she was influenced by a rap song and get away with it, you know? So, you know, it's no different than watching a movie or reading a book or watching a TV show, you know? Those people are actors, and it's sad but true, a lot of these rappers are actors, and if that's how they're feeding their kids, that's them. But I can honestly, firmly say what I rap about, you can take that to the bank, and you can try it if you want to. You know what I mean?
Hey,
I don't speak for son. I can't speak for nobody but me.
For sure. So, hey, she walk in the hall talking about, hey, this rapper made. When that belt come off, hey, that's all she wrote.
Yeah, I might throw the TV. Like, I seen this on TV. I'm going to throw the TV. Like, you know. Like, word.
Yeah. You know? That's real talk, though. That's my fault. I didn't mean to cut you off, but I was like.
No, you're good.
I was like, that's real talk. It started with the parenting. Hey,
yeah, man.
The way you raise your kids, that's the way they gonna be. So, hey, that's some real shit.
I like the way that you know, you're a different type of artist, son. So, you know, I've heard a few things about you that are way different than what I've heard about other artists. So, I mean, like, what type of image is it that you're portraying to the world with your music?
Man, I try not to stick to no image. I don't go for it looking for a certain image to portray. I just kind of do me and whatever that, like, I like promoting self-choice, and I get a lot of questions about my choice to be sobriety. Like, I never did drugs, I never rapped about it, never sold it, never rapped about it, you know what I mean? And that ain't knocking nobody who do what they do. It's just showing people that you can have a choice, you know? Like, and be proud of your choice. You know, it'll be people that don't smoke and they'll do drugs just to, because they're around somebody, impress a chick or impress another dude. And it's like, you can be cool and still do whatever it is that you do. If you don't want to smoke, you don't smoke. You don't want to drink, you don't. But if you do, do it in moderation and enjoy. You know, be safe when you're doing it. And that's what my music reflects. It just reflects having a positive choice. Because I run with Zoo Life and I run with G-Unit. But just because I run with Zoo Life don't mean I gang bang. So I run with G-Unit don't mean I'm going to move to the East Coast. You know what I mean? That's my people and my family. But at the end of the day, in the beginning of the morning, I'm a man. And I do what I got to do for me, not to fit in, you know? So my music is just about self-reflection and a true self-reflection. Make sure your mirror clean when you're looking for self-reflection, you know? So that's all it is.
That's real talk, yeah. Self-reflection is all about you. It's what you want to be. And you do that. You do that. If you don't, hey, you don't. It's when, hey, don't get swayed by what everybody else doing. Because at the end of the day, you got to live with that.
Yeah, real truth be told, half these people don't know what they doing anyway, and you following people. You know, it's a gang of blind followers and blind leaders. So, you know, people don't even know they leading. So, you know, you got to do what's comfortable for you, man, and what makes sense to you and what's going to get you to the point you want to be in the life, you know, so. I don't want to sound like I'm preaching, man. It's about having a good time, man. You know, I try to make my music appeal to the ladies a lot because they are so much part of my life. You know what I mean?
I love it. They're on that word again. Cat Daddy, it was the L word again. I got to chime in. Every time I hear something about ladies, I respect you guys. You ladies so much. Thank you for all that you do for the world. Thank you for all the positivity and everything else good that you bring to the table. But back to you, son. My bad. I ain't mean to cut you off.
No,
man.
No,
you said ladies, man. I like the way that you respect the ladies. You got to respect the ladies.
You got to.
Since we on that, though, how you feel about rappers using the B word in their songs?
Honestly, I really think that I think it's a necessity because I think you got to take the bitter with the better. Nobody just deal with a woman and every time they are good. Like, no woman deal with a man every time they just want to call him their king. Sometimes every woman ain't a woman. You get what I'm saying? Every female is not a woman. And we know that, just like every male ain't a man, you know, so that's no disrespect. I think when it's used out of context, it ain't fair and it gives a harsh look, but I think that we put a magnifying glass on rap music and we forget about every other genre of entertainment where, you know, what people use this all the time. They cuss on Nickelodeon now, they cussing, you know, and the kid channels where they cussing and ABC channels. So, you know, I think that if you put too much focus on the word and not the intent behind it, you get lost in the sauce, you know what I mean? But I definitely think they need to address the ratchet B words and address the uplifting and the worthy women, you know. It's women and I don't know how loose we can talk, but it's the B words and everything in between. So, you know, I think you'd be a fool to act like every woman, every female is a woman, you know, and you'll be a bigger dummy to act like every female is a B word, you know.
Hey, Cat Daddy, I like some, man. Where'd you find this guy?
Word, man.
Straight up. Nah, man, you know, I like the way that you're looking at, you know, that aspect of things, because I think that, you know, that's something that people don't often think about. You know, they just want to, you know, oh, I'm mad about that. You know what I mean? They don't even know what they're mad about most of the time. But, you know, just because everybody else is upset about it, they're not looking at, you know, they're not looking at it outside of the box. So I definitely like the way that you put that, man. Now,
I appreciate that.
Do you prefer Facebook or Twitter?
Man, I don't know. It just depends on what days it is. Because, you know, like, only thing I don't like about Facebook, on Twitter, I don't get to follow a lot because my PR don't really let me follow a lot of people. So I don't get my DMs blown up. But Facebook, I post pictures and stuff like that, and my DMs blow up. And if you don't respond, because it ain't just me on there. If you don't respond, I get people cussing me out, and I'm Hollywood and all that, you know. And it's too much pressure on social networks. And then on Twitter, it'd be like, you ain't following me. You're not following me. It's like, man, if you know me, you can call me. And if I don't know you, why are you concerned me following you? You know, it's like, you know, you got to live your life. I don't worry about who's following me. And I try not to put too much weight at the end of the day. It, to me, it's entertainment, and it's a way for me to touch the people who are concerned with what I got going on, my fans, my friends, and those, and even the haters alike. It's a way for the, you know, everybody know they got Twitter stalkers, you know, so.
Is your Twitter, by the way, man, just so that people can follow you if they want to. Hey, son is cool, like me. I'm going to definitely follow you, you know, so, you know, put it out there for them.
The Twitter is son_days, that's SUN_DAYS, you know what I mean? Check me out. Same thing for Instagram, too. I'll be putting up my Instagram be going crazy. I put up a lot of crazy pictures up there, and you get to see me with a lot of your favorite celebrities and doing a lot of silly stuff. I'm the cat that make all my rapper homies and my celebrity homies do stuff they're not supposed to, so you're going to catch a lot of crazy stuff from there.
Hey, hold on. Hey, what kind of crazy stuff you be having them do?
Well, I mean, it's all clean for Instagram, you know what I mean? The rest of that stuff for Worldstar, you know, y'all got to catch and get a bar that Zoo Life, G-Unit Life. We be doing some crazy, unnecessary stuff sometimes. But it's all in adult living and having fun, everything in moderation, baby, you know?
So,
that's why I don't want to sit here and do an interview and sound like I'm being almighty. I'm just being a man, and I know right and wrong, and I'm living life, and I'm living, loving life, counting blessings like a mug, so, you know.
Real talk, you being you. That's what it is.
Yeah. What I can do. I was only born me, so I'm just gonna do me.
For sure. Hey, we about to throw to the joint. We got I got over here with you and Scrappy, and then we gonna get right back to you, cause I wanna know how this joint came about. We gotta find out how this joint came about. You wanna throw to him?
Yeah, it's my. What's that?
I was about to say, you wanna throw to him, my nigga?
Yeah, I'll bring it in, man. It's this Bad Girls featuring myself and Lil Scrappy, produced by Richie Branson, video shot by Michael Artfence, and will be on MTV this month of February 2013. Bad Girls, Son and Lil Scrappy. Yeah.
vibration. Yeah, everybody like her. Come wanna fight her. She the bomb by her shit, so I just ignite her. Louis Stewart purse, says she know her own worth. Yeah, scrap love that, cause she the baddest on the earth.
That's white. That son joint, she bad and she know ya. Couple shots of goose. Baby, get loose. Son, what
yeah,
you
that's how the party started.
Hey, that's how you get a party started like that for real.
Yeah,
that's for all the bad girls, man. Shout out to Scrappy. Video will be on MTV this month, man. For February. The promo date February on MTV.
For sure, for sure.
Congratulations on that, man. You know what I'm saying? You got to be good to do that. You got to be good to do that. That track right there definitely has, you know,
hey,
what we've been looking for.
Just what we've been looking for. I'm going to go to the call line real quick. 706. You on the line with Cat Daddy, Son, and DJ Casper Banks.
What's happening, man? What's good, bro?
What's good?
What's good, man? What's happening, man?
What's going on with you, man? You got a question?
Huh?
You got a question for Son?
It's true there, bro. I'm calling to shout that out, bro.
Okay, for sure. Appreciate that, man.
Hey, salute, homie. We definitely appreciate you, man. Stay tuned in. Keep on rocking with us. Shout out to everybody around the world. We got Son's Twitter posters. Y'all can go find that on Cat Daddy or my page. It don't make no difference. Check that out. But, you know, again, hey, you rocking with Underground Talk Radio with Cat Daddy, co-host DJ Casper Banks. And right now we got Son out of Texas in the building.
Now, Son,
yeah,
hey, how you hooked up with Scrappy with that joint right there?
Dude, Scrap, that's my rap family, man. You know, I've been messing with Scrap. I got a couple records with Scrappy, you know. And that's my, I called him to get him a record. I had an idea for it, and I know he was real, you know, real heavy on the Love and Hip Hop Atlanta. And I had a whole little thing, idea for a video. I called him to send him the record, and he had the record done, like, literally before I even got back. Like, he laid his verse before I laid mine. I sent it to him before I even got to the house. He'd already knocked it out, you know. So shout out to the homie Scrappy. Came through, shot the video, did it real big. We had a great time, rocked out a show. You know what I mean? That's, you know, that's history for us, man.
For sure, for sure. That's what's up. Hey, he
definitely got a shout out to Scrappy and Grussel Gang. Shout out to the entire
Grussel Gang, man.
For sure.
With your face ass, like he always say. Shout out to that G.
Yeah, shout out to Scrappy, Grussel Gang. They doing their thing. Scrap doing his thing. So he did that track while he was on Love and Hip Hop. It wasn't when he had your boy Duck walking, was it?
Oh,
You know Stevie J, my dude, too. I got a record with Stevie J, so they both my dudes, you know what I mean?
Okay.
Hey, yeah, all work, no politics, man. It's the same way we play.
You get the beats put on you, you get the beats put on you, so it is what it is. But they both my dudes, so I mess with Stevie J. He can rock out with me. He got a vid and all that. That's coming to the net and all that. But I already released the song, so I get it in featuring Stevie J. He really for the ladies, you know what I mean? So, no, he's
on that. Everything for the ladies, man. Ladies, stand up. This first half of this episode has most definitely been for you. Shout out to the rest of the world. You know, it's for y'all, too, but definitely the ladies, man. We got soft spots for the ladies, son. I feel you.
Yeah, good soft spot for the ladies.
I got a soft spot for the soft spot, you know? Ladies, I love y'all, man. Y'all know me, man. Y'all see me, y'all. We pop bars. We have a good time. We do what we do. Y'all know me, man.
Yo, for sure. Hey, without the ladies, though, we wouldn't be here. That's what we
are. That's what it is, man. We definitely got to salute y'all, man. But for sure, son, what you got coming up, man, within the future, your next project?
The Cause and the Cure. Bad Girl is the first single from that. Like I say, I got to keep plugging MTV Plug. I'm actually going to be on a real big album at the station. I'm going to be on a real big channel. I can't talk about it because I got no disclosure agreement, but it will be out this summer. A TV show. I got another mixtape called Chicago Sessions. It features the whole Chicago, DLC, and, you know, good music. Scooter shows and 50 shows with Speeding Out Monsters, twisting everybody. Shout out to GBE. Shout out to, I know it's a lot of people now forgetting, man. The whole Chicago on there, production and everything is all based off Chicago. I got a lot of love there. And, like I said, The Cause and The Cure, a.k.a. The Rust, which is the Bad Girl singer, the first singer from that, but it's also featured music with Slim Thug, some. And it's a little bit everybody now. I don't want to reveal too much on it, so I ain't really doing it. But it's dope. It's hot. We got a lot of hot visuals coming for y'all via Worldstar or MTV for it. So that's been working on it for 2 months. So by March, I have some new stuff to talk about for y'all. We're going to get all that up there.
Okay, for sure, for sure. Now, if somebody want to get this Bad Girls track or some more of your tracks, where they can find it at?
You can go to mindonmoney.com. Round and Round is featuring Slim Thug. It's on MTV, and you can find a single. The actual audio song is on iTunes, so go get that. And Bad Girl will be on iTunes very soon. I will be releasing that link on mindonmoney.com and as well as a gang of other sites.
Okay. So y'all need to go get that. That's a certified banger.
Yeah, appreciate that, man.
For sure. Hey, you got... size on. I know you working, you moving. You got any shows or anything lined up?
Yeah, All Star Weekend will be in my city, so I gotta be in Sacramento for some, but I'm gonna come back out rock up All Star. I got a gang of stuff. Like I say, if I'll be listening, I'll be taking up all y'all time. And the easiest way to find out is stay tuned with me on the Twitter and mindonmoney.com. My Twitter is sun_days. And it keeps me posted with all my shows and events and appearances that we're doing, videos, all that. Just, I work every day, all what I do. So, you know what I mean?
Okay, you work every day, 24/7. So y'all
yeah,
get it.
Yeah, we already said you don't work, you don't eat, right?
Hey, you don't work, you don't eat. Hey, you
Man.
Said. Hey, you don't work, you can't, you cannot eat. That's
you let the lazy starve. Hey, you can't eat, man. You know what I'm saying? You can't do it at all, man. Hey, man, before you leave, man, tell us this, man. How do you define success?
You set a goal and you achieve it, and you achieve it at all costs. Success, and everybody's success is different because we all come from different backgrounds. I think success is just achieving a reasonable life goal for yourself. That don't mean set your goals low. Don't set your goals low. I think success is truly happy. Truly happy, not just content, but happy and content is two different things. I think people get that confused. So true happiness, you know, and that's the hardest. That's harder to define than success.
For sure. That's real talk. Hey, I appreciate you coming back on with me on one more time again, son. I want to apologize for last Thursday night, too. That was my fault, man.
No, all good, man. All good. We rocking out.
Hey, whoa, man. I got a lady asking me a question, man. They checking you out, son. She wants to know, what is your type of woman?
My type of woman is an honest woman, man. I really dig honesty. I dig somebody who can be honest with themselves. And I don't expect you to reveal every intimate secret about yourself to me, but when you're honest with yourself, everybody get along. I love an honest woman. That's got to be the sexiest. Honesty and ambition got to be the sexiest thing a woman can have. You know what I mean?
For sure. Right up.
That's what's up. What about the look, man? What kind of look do you look for?
What type of look? Honestly, man, I like a spectrum. I mean, you'll see me looking a dark chick with a short cut neck, say a blonde chick with long hair the next day, a short chick with a big booty the next day, a black chick with no ass. You know, I like women, man. I like the beauty of them, everything about them. They make them too many ways for me to pick one. I got too many cards, so I know I got to have a lot of women, you know.
That just threw me back to the Jay-Z video. You know
girls,
that
girls, 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 yeah. But no, but I mean, we women no different either. Everybody. Now I'm not saying I'm indulging in every woman. I'm just saying that, you know, for what I like and what I look for, it'll be so different. It'll be two women standing right by each other, look nothing alike, and they both is super bad to me. You know, so
straight up. That's the way it should be if you paying attention.
Sure,
if you got one type, you probably, you know what I mean, you just ain't dabbled in life enough. You know, nobody want to try to car make the same car every day or their whole life. You at least want to admire other cars. You know what I mean? That's we live in a world of variety, and why not take advantage of it, at least visually? Yeah, you know what I mean?
For sure, that's real talk.
So I ain't promoting y'all to go out there and fornicate. I ain't saying don't either. Just do what you want to do. But I don't want to be the guy to be like, yeah, you gotta knock down every woman. I'm just saying, it's good to look at everything and appreciate the beauty. You know what I mean?
Straight up.
That's real talk. Hey, you heard it right off from son. Now don't say when you get caught up, you get hemmed up. Son said,
don't
do it.
Don't blame it on me, because you're going to make her hit me up, and I'm going to treat her right. You know what I mean? If you drove with, like Lloyd Beck said, you drove your chick away, I told her she can crash here. Don't let it crash here, man.
Don't let it crash here. Well, don't go saying you heard on Cat Daddy and why DJ Kelly Banks was on here co-hosting. You heard on Sunday, hey, he say I can go out there and play a little bit. No, he didn't say that.
I say appreciate it, you know.
He said appreciate it, right? Didn't he say that, DJ Cash with Bang?
Yeah, ladies,
that's
ladies, if they act bad,
man,
they ain't
appreciate
you. Call Cat Daddy. Call Cat Daddy. We gonna show y'all a good. We gonna show you the appreciation you need, ladies. You know, so if your man tripping, hit us up. You got the Twitters and all. Hit us up, ladies. We
got all
got him, man. Hey, get at my man Cat Daddy Mars on Twitter. Get at your boy DJ Cash with Bank on Twitter,
yes,
and also. Get him, my man, son. That is SUN_DAYS on Twitter.
Y'all hit me on Twitter too, man, so I can plug it up, man. I stay frequent with y'all, man. Y'all hit me on Twitter, Cat Daddy, everybody over there, man. Banks, y'all hit me up.
You already know we got you, fam. Ain't no love over here, man.
Well,
When
you get them projects on, when you get them projects ready, let me know and we'll get your wife back on here. So we can chop it
word
up about them too.
Word up, we will do. We active, man. We distant family now, man. We third cousins and stuff like that, man. So we gonna rock out, man.
Okay, for
definitely,
sure.
Man. Hey, there you have it, man. That was Son. That's definitely my man Son coming up out of Texas, doing big things, man. He got a ton of tight tracks, man. We just heard one. Him and Lil Scrappy was in there doing his thing. Son had the verses. My man definitely repping for the ladies.
Yeah, I gotta do that, man.
For sure, man. Salute, man.
I appreciate y'all for having me, man. Pleasure rocking out with y'all, man. Anytime y'all need me, I'm there, man.
Alright.
We gonna turn up, man. Salute, man. Check out your boy, man. Coast DJs.
Real deal, man. I appreciate all that support Coast to Coast do for me, too. I definitely just think y'all rock and roll with me for a while. This is my space day, so shout out to Coast to Coast DJs, man.
Sure. Shouts out to Sean. Hey, she bad, and she know I can't get that song out my head now.
Yeah, man. Hey, you know, like you said, man, this one right here for the ladies. Y'all stand up. We definitely appreciate y'all. Y'all better get at him, get y'all some of that Gucci and some of them diamonds you was talking about.
Yeah, y'all better get at him. Hey, get at him ASAP. Gucci and diamond. He say no. He say they wasn't going to have no flaws to him.
No flaws. Everything's crystal clear. Now, check it out. MindOnMoney.com. That's where you can find Sun at. You got music there. You got the contest going on, man. It's going down over there. That's where it's at.
It's going down over there. Hey, you already know. Y'all need to get at him. Hey, get at him right now. Don't wait till you get on MTV real soon talking about, oh, he was just on Cat Daddy. He just on the radio with Cat Daddy and DJ Cash Banks. No, you better get at him right now.
Yeah, you already know. And if you need to holler at him and you missed that contact information, you can always get at your boy Cat Daddy Mars, or you can get at your boy DJ Cash for Banks, and we're going to get that information to you if you're serious about it. Or, you know, if you want to listen, you know, whatever. Get us some features, get us some production. If you got that good production, you want to get it to him, holler at him for that, man. Hey, Cat Daddy, they don't even know they done met the plug.
They don't even know they done met the plug. We about to throw to another hot joint while we waiting for Burger get on here. We gonna talk more about the plug as soon as we get back.
That's right, man. Let's get it.
Let's get it. First Charles, what it do? Just money.
Son is get dough and go hard. Started bagging nicks, then I started chopping hard. I used to run young wild on the boulevard. Came to NC, caught my first ounce of hard. My nigga Pete told me hit the trap and do numbers. Grind all winter, ball all fucking summer. We gon' go cop the charger in a new Hummer. We ain't gon' have to say shit to get bitches' numbers. I told them that's what's up, I'ma do what I gotta do. And sit my ass in the trap like a smoker do. And never let them block boys get close to you. Catch your ass slipping, then put the toast to you. But you know the boys stay strapped. Nigga rob me, yeah I gotta get my face back. Clean the crime scene up with some fucking Ajax. Call my nigga Fox, tell him let's blow this Chris pack. Lost my niggas, but I gotta keep going. Cause I know it's a day for me, so patiently, that's what they wait for me. I'ma have my range till the day I'm done. Spread my wings out, I have my run. Dodging bullets in case they come, so what the fuck you niggas got for him? I'm taking trips, trying to make a flip. Fuck around me, I take your bitch. I just wanna see if she can take a dick. Left behind her head on some amazing shit. Gotta drink it all, persuade the bitch. Pussy with the boots of fame, and a shave of shit. Take a deep breath, now I'm right back at it. Trying to stab it like the needles in the arm of an agate. Over there flow, and he don't know. Send it coming back, for him, I shall go. Heath Ledger, maybe Anna Nicole. Like a balloon, say fuck it and let it go. Cause nothing, if it never come back, you never know. Go hard, harder than before. Niggas got a lot of reason why they flow, but I gotta be honest, man, I go for the foe. Can't change that, you can blame that. Hold my hood, where I was raised at. Niggas taking cheap shots for the range that need to be careful of the direction in which they aim at. Especially when they aim at niggas that pay dues, what they change at. Who taking the fall? Who are they blame next? I reach the rich with a blank check. I write my own shit.
that franchise right there. All I know, a certified banger. Hey, on shouts out Demetrius Tuesday too for that call in. New Avenues Radio, what it do? You already know what it is. We live back on the auto. We waiting on about to have Burger in here real shortly. Hey, he coming through. Let you know what he got going on real soon. Shouts out to Son too. Shouts out to Son too. He came through. Set it off for the ladies. So
straight up, yeah, he put on real nice for Texas, man. Texas definitely doing their thing down there. They got a lot of artists coming up out of there, like we were saying before, man. Shout out to them, man. Y'all stand up, keep doing y'all thing, man. Got mad love for y'all.
Got mad love for y'all. Shouts out to Texas. That All-Star Weekend gonna be turned up. But they don't even know that I'm at the plugs.
Nah, they don't know, man. We here though.
We here, hey. Hey, plug right there in front of your face. Now you gotta take the plug when it's there. When the plug's gone, now don't be looking for a socket, and it don't fit no more.
Hey, straight up, you know what I'm saying? Cause you know once you off, you know what I mean? No coming back home, man. But you know, man. Other than that, man, we definitely got a shout out Florida, man. We definitely appreciate y'all tuning in tonight. Burger, be here in a minute. He been doing his thing, man. He got a lot of big projects going on down there in Florida. We got a lot of music videos. Shout out to B-Chan, GlobalRapture.com. They always stay turned up. You know what I mean? He's been working with them. Man, so much stuff going on right now, man. He's staying in the studio. Got this project coming up, Gangsta Grills mixtape with DJ Drama. Trying not to give too much away, but my man's definitely got a lot of things going on.
We're going to let him get away, but I'm just going to give him a taste of what he got until he get up in here, and then we're going to chop it up with him. This one of them, since we was on the ladies' tips, I'm going to keep it on the ladies' tips for a little minute until we get Burger up in here. This that Mixed Emotion by Burger.
Get it.
Love. You get on my motherfucking nerves, I swear. No, time out. Say my name. Burger. Thank you. Okay. When I first laid eyes on her, see, I knew that she was heaven sent. Okay. She a dime, I can't lie, she worth every cent. La mama super bad, yes. You cannot tell her shit. Nah. But her attitude is like something the devil sent. She's so quick tempered, be cautious, be careful, she'll fool you with them dimples. She be running through my mind, she's something to remember. La mama so complicated, ain't nothing but a simple. See, we ain't going steady, all we do is fuss and fight. She say that she ready to leave me, I say alright. I agree with her decision and tell her do what she like. See, we be bumping heads because we too much alike. I done found my match. Like an old school girl. I love you like some soul food girl. You the one I go to, you my go to girl. I got a problem, I'm addicted to a problem. She dope and she got me all fucked up by her. I'm all the way fucked up by her. I keep with 100 with her cause she worth their dollar. My broad, my badass boss bitch. Other than pain, boy, love don't cause shit. Gotta take my time, be cautious. Her mind got flaws, but her body so flawless. She it, she that, they say opposites attract. We come right back. I'm ice, she fire. I done found my man. I know it's sometimes you think that don't care. Cause you get on my motherfucking nerves, I swear. It's like I hate you, but I love you too. I hate your attitude, but I'm in love with what you do. Sometimes you think that don't care. Cause you get on my motherfucking nerves, I swear. It's like I hate you, but I love you too. I hate your attitude, but I'm in love with what you do. I might hate her for a minute, but love her for a life.
I did it twice now. Every time we have sex, she going write it down. She put it on me, I was mad, I'm alright. I might hate her for a minute, but love her for a lifetime. Cut her off and got her back, I did it twice now. Every time we have sex, she going write it down. She put it on me, I was mad, I'm alright now.
She turned me on with all the motherfucking curves. It turned me off, get on my motherfucking nerves. Silent treatment, she killing me with no words. Pulling one of my stunts, guess I get what I deserve. We were just arguing the night before. Tonight we talking like we never had a fight before. You should see what happened as soon as the lights low. She ride the type of dick you need a license for.
Sometimes you think that don't care, cause you get on my motherfucking nerves, I swear. It's like I hate you, but I love you too. I hate your attitude, but I'm in love with what you do. Sometimes you think that I don't care, cause you get on my motherfucking nerves, I swear. It's like I hate you, but I love you too. I hate your attitude, but I'm in love with what you do.
That's way certified banger for him. Burger.
Yes, sir, man. Hey, he turned all the way up on that cat, daddy. Man, hey, we almost needed to do the stop and spin back on that track. Hey, before we go any further, man, I got to give one shout out, man. I got to shout out Kitty. We definitely appreciate you tuning in. We appreciate the love. We do it for great people like yourself. Hey, son, she definitely said that she's feeling that track that she bad, you know what I'm saying? So, hey, keep on doing what you doing. But I had to get that out there. But as far as Bunker, man, that last track was crazy, Cat Daddy.
That last track was crazy. Say, hey, that's the first one. He say, you getting on my motherfucking nerve right now.
Yeah. It'd be like that sometimes, man. But see, that's the thing I like about Bunker is, you know, he's got that ability to rap or get it out onto audio what he's feeling inside and many different emotions, man. I got so many tracks from the guy that it's crazy. But yeah, he does his thing.
I went to YouTube the other day, went to his channel. I couldn't stop. I started at one. I looked up. I looked at his channel about 1:45. I look up, it was about 2:45. I had some things to do, man. I was just letting it play channel on this channel. It was just dropping down song after song after song. I was like, yeah, this boy, hey, he back.
Yeah. You already know, man. You know, we out here making real big moves, man. My man Burger, he's supposed to be coming up real soon, man. We definitely got a turn up for Florida. It's about to go down, man. My man got a ton of great tracks. I need to look him up. As a matter of fact, let me give you the spelling on Burger. It's actually B-U-R-G-A. So make sure you get that right. Because, you know, when you go searching for him, you don't want the wrong person to pop up. This is my man Burger. Make sure you know you realize that my man's is checking in from Florida. And he's turning up.
Yeah, you want to have the white spelling because I don't want you saying you went out there. Hey, man, y'all gave me the wrong man. Hey, man, where y'all at? They don't come listen to me because we just gave you the white spelling now. You ain't got no reason because once you put that spelling in, hey, I guarantee you're going to like what you hear.
Oh, yeah, definitely, man. My man is all the way ready for the industry. He's got, man, a ton of great projects coming up, but I'm telling you, this next one's about to be a major thing. As a matter of fact, man, we're gonna have to get some more Burger in rotation. After that track you just heard, y'all call in. Let us know if you want to hear more of what Burger's got from what you have already heard. And then also call in, let us know if you want to hear more of that song. You know, because they're turning up. Turk, all of them. Any of the artists that you heard on here, if you want to hear more of them, then call in and request it. The number is 347-945-7629. Hey, Cat Daddy, what night you on?
I'm on Wednesday night, Thursday night, Sunday night. All from 9:30 to 11:30. So for this Sunday night, because it's Super Bowl Sunday, that's why I came on Monday night.
Straight up. Yeah, man, well, you know, who you going for with that Super Bowl?
You know what I'm saying, friend, Die Hard. Hey, you been saying the 49 post all year long.
Yeah, so on that map that they showing, you all of that red.
Yeah, I'm all that red. Hey.
Yeah, straight up, man. That's what I'm running with, man. But, you know, it's crazy because the coaches that's going to be head to head are actually brothers. That's like the first time that's ever been done in history.
It's crazy. It's real crazy. Hey, what it do, Burger?
Yo, what it is, bro?
Hey, man, welcome to the Carolinas, man.
Okay, what's happening?
What's happening,
man? Definitely, man. Hey, man, we got Florida in the building. For everybody that's been waiting on Florida to turn up, we got my man Burger in the building, man. Hey, man, you a hard guy to catch up with, man.
Yeah, man, just working, man.
For sure.
Ain't nobody
want to
do it for you, huh?
Oh, no. Oh, no, I got to do it myself, man.
For sure. Hey, Burger, before we get started, man, go ahead and put that contact information out there for the people.
You know, if y'all trying to contact your boy Burger, man, hit up my manager, C. Wakeland, at 352-682-2040. You know what I mean? Or get to the business, man. Make that happen.
For sure.
Definitely, man. So, right now, man, what would you say is your biggest project?
My biggest project right now is the Gangsta Grill that's coming up. That's dropping on February the 26th. That's probably the biggest thing I'm working on right now.
Now, you know, when people mention Gangsta Grills, they think of DJ Drama.
Oh, yeah, that's what I'm talking about. One and only.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. That's what's up, man. So, as far as tracks, what singles do you have out for that project, if any?
As of right now, I got a club song out right now called Rewind. And then I got a couple other tracks out that's right now pretty hot. So Gone, What a Love, man. Them all going on now, so. I mean,
for sure, for sure. Now, where all your music can be found at besides YouTube?
DatPiff. Just type in Burger, B-U-R-G-A, or just Google Burger 321, and everything will pop up.
Okay. I done heard a lot, a whole lot of your music, man. I like your music, man. And what I had to ask you though, hey, I be kind of hard sometimes on artists killing other artists' beats, but you kill them beats. Every beat, what's the name of the joint? Watch How I Do Your Beat.
This how I'm doing y'all beats.
Yeah, you killed every one of them beats.
Every last one of them. I was turned on to you before that, though. You know, I just was hearing Burger this, Burger that. And I'm like, man, I've got to meet this Burger guy because I'm on my grind and he's on his grind. So I'm like, we have definitely got to connect, man. So then, man, we finally here. We finally making it happen. To everybody around the world, you are tuned in to one of the hottest artists out of Florida that you will ever hear in your lifetime. Now, go get that. This is How I'm Doing Y'all's Beats, because that thing is crazy. That one holds you over until you get this mixtape. This Gangsta Grills. So when is this mixtape scheduled to drop?
The Gangsta Grills is scheduled to drop February the 26th.
Okay. And where is that going to be able to be found at?
Oh, that's through anywhere you look, that's going to be in your face. I mean, shout out to the team, you know, the gatekeepers. I mean, they putting that thing everywhere, man.
Now, after you drop this Gangsta Grills, or before this Gangsta Grills, you got any shows or anything lined up before that?
Yeah, we got a couple shows lined up right now. We got one at the in Sarasota, down in Florida, and then we got some in Fort Lauderdale. I think that's February the 14th and 15th.
Okay. Now also on this Gangsta Grills, that's all going to be you, or you got some collabos or anything on now?
Oh, no, that's 100% me. That's all me.
No features?
No, ain't no features on that.
Oh,
I can hold them all the way.
I know I'm going to have that thing, man. Hey, see, so that's one thing that I notice about artists sometimes is they have too many features. So if somebody is asking you, what made you decide that you wanted to go the route of no features for your Gangsta Grill project?
I mean, because I'm still trying to get where I need to go. You know what I mean? So before somebody else comes, I got to get on first. You know what I mean? So, and I also feel like with Drama on it, I mean, that's a feature in itself right there. So, you know, that's big to me. So I feel like I don't need no features. And I feel like I can hold my own weight on any track.
No. I'm rocking with Brother. I'm going to tell y'all straight up, I don't think he needs no features on this one either, because my man has got flow for days, man. Tell us about that Nene track, man. So as far as Nene, where did you get the idea about Nene braiding your head, you spitting this hot flow? I mean, what's up with that?
And just riding in the car, I had just got my hair twisted by Nene. Nene is a real person. And got my hair cut by my dog, Maul. Maul a real person, too. So, you know, that's what I do. I just rap about my life so it come easy.
For sure, for sure. So everything you rap is about your life.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Okay, for sure, for sure. We just played that play this emotion tracks before you got on, man. That's a certified banger, man. How that track come to be?
Emotion.
Yeah.
Yeah. You say you played that mixed emotion?
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. It just went off the air.
Them relationship tracks. You know, them type of tracks like that, I feel like they never get old. You know what I mean? Because every day somebody go through those type of problems. So that's why I make that that type of music right there. I mean, I got a lot more of that on the Gangsta Grill too. So I mean, if they're looking for that, that's on there too.
Okay, man. So it's fun for everybody.
Oh yeah, oh yeah. Kids, grandmamas, mamas, granddaddies, we got it all.
Got it all. Hey, they
got it all. Gotta lock every area, man.
What is your favorite type of music to perform?
I get off on anything, man. I do my storytelling thing. I like to do that on stage too, but I definitely turn up. Anybody that ever seen one of my shows, they know I turn up on anything, whatever I do, whether it's a mellow track or it's a crunk track. You know what I mean? I just put out that emotion. Whatever on that track, that's what I put out. So, you know. It really don't even matter to me. I go in any direction on the stage.
So what part of the world do you personally represent with your music? I mean, like, as far as, like, you know, me, I'm 317 Midwest. Cat Daddy, he rocks for Carolina. What's your station?
Oh, Florida. Gunshine.
Florida. What part of Florida?
321, Melvin, Florida. That's where I'm from, born and raised.
For sure.
Okay. Yeah, we definitely feel that. So when did you decide, okay, I'm ready to be a serious artist? Because you grind hard, man. To everybody that's listening, you need, after you hear this show, you know, after he drops this next project, after you hear that this is how I'm doing y'all beat, you're going to love him. You know what I'm saying? But what inspires you to keep going with this drive, man?
I mean, like music to me is like, that's how I express myself. I mean, that's how I express myself, and I express myself good through music. But I really took it serious when I found out that whether I get $100,000 out of this shit or $1 million out of it, or if I get nothing, I'ma still do it. You feel me? So it really didn't matter. So my drive, I'm just self motivated when it comes down to that.
For sure. For
what age did you become an artist?
Huh?
What age did you become an artist? I mean, like, what age did you start, pick that pen up and say, I can do this?
I'd say about 15. I was doing it before then, but it was kind of just like the mixtape thing. I was just jacking other beats and stuff like that. But back then, I ain't really hear too many mixtapes back then. But, you know, I listened to the Ice Cube, and I come up with my own version to that. But I never went to the studio and actually dropped that down, you feel me? I just always been in tune, been writing music and stuff like that. But I actually really got in the studio at the age of probably like 15, and ever since then, man, I've been going hard.
So for sure. So you say you hijack beats? You were hijacking folks' beats, baby.
Huh?
I say you went on hijacking folks' beats, was you?
Yeah, I was jacking them back in the day, like, man, all that. The Warren G's and all that, all that regulators and all that. I was making my own songs up to those beats. You know what I mean? And that's kind of the same thing that I do now. My same formula. Like I don't. If I jack a beat, you know what I mean? I make it my own song. I don't try to follow the same pattern that somebody else did on it. You feel me?
Yeah. And that's what
I try to put it in
every time.
If a Swish Beats gave me that beat, what would I do with it? You know what I mean?
Yeah. Exactly.
Yeah.
And that's the way that you got to do it, man.
We got a call. We're going to the call lines real quick, the 321. Hey, what it do? You live on the air with Burger, Cat Danny, and DJ Cashman Banks.
Yo, yo, yo.
What it do?
Hey, man.
What's good
with you, man? What's
going on? Welcome to the Carolinas, man. We rocking with my man Burger. We finally got him in the building, man. He's a busy guy. You got a question for him?
Yeah, man.
What's the question?
The question is, when you gonna drop that DJ drama mixtape?
February 26th.
All right. That's what's up.
No, I'm saying.
We appreciate you taking time to call in, man. Stay tuned in, man. We definitely rocking with you. We rock with everybody that's rocking with us.
How does DJ Drummer mistake come about? Did he contact you? You contact him? How that came about?
No, actually, my manager, like, we always talked about it. We have a couple years, but it ain't been right yet. So, I mean, it's just perfect timing, right? Huh? You know, like, we contact him on it, and I mean, it's always been a dream of mine, so we went forward with it. That thing finna drop February
26th,
man.
Oh, yeah. It's gonna definitely be a banger, man. I can't wait. So, as far as artists in the industry right now, man, who can you relate to? If anybody.
I mean, it's a lot going on in the industry right now, but, you know, I relate to people that I feel that talk about their life and I can relate to. I mean, I can take stuff that they rap about and it's similar to what I'm going through in my life. Them the type of rappers I listen to. I mean, I don't listen to everything. And I don't listen to a lot of music, period. I try to just do my own thing, because when you go to, if you go to listen to somebody too much, you know what I mean, you start taking shit without even noticing it. You know what I mean? Far as flows and stuff like that. So I try to stick to myself, really.
We'll talk. Now, what's your plans with the music? You want to go industry or stay independent?
I mean, either way it goes, as long as I'm getting my money, man, it don't matter to me.
Okay.
As long as my team eating, man, and I'm eating and everybody's family good, man, I'm rocking. As long as everybody eating, I'm whatever, however we go.
For sure, that's real talk.
So you don't have any features on your up-and-coming project, except for the honorable DJ Drama, but aside from him and that project right there, are you open to?
I mean, I do got a couple features on the Drama, but it's all like R&B.
Well, that's what's up. Shout out to all the R&B artists.
Yeah.
Y'all definitely welcome to tune in to the show and come through the show as well. But as far as you, man, are you open to collaborate with artists that are looking for features on their project? And what's the process for that? If so.
Oh, yeah, all they got to do is contact management. And like I said, sometimes it ain't about the money, it's about the relationship, you know, as long as they got enough popping or it's going to benefit me, you know what I mean? It ain't even got to be about the money. As long as it's going to benefit me in the end and benefit both parties, I mean, we can work it like that.
That's what's up, man. You definitely got to appreciate an artist with that type of, making that type of opportunity available. Now, as far as the music goes, do you screen artists that you work with, or you just open the world with anybody that's like, man, it'll benefit us?
No, I leave that. Most of that stuff I leave up to my management, but if somebody send me a track and I ain't really feeling it, you know what I mean, I ain't going too much jump on it unless they paying me to do it. I'm going to keep it 100 on that.
Hey, you pretty much, once they send you the track, you pretty much can tell what they doing or not.
Oh, yeah.
That's real talk. Hey, now, you about to get to some more of your joints, and then we're going to get right back to you, man. What you want to throw to, something for the ladies or this 25 bands joint?
Man, drop that 25 bands, man.
Okay, we're going to get right back to you, man.
Whoa, Cat Daddy, don't do it yet, man. We got Burger in the building, man. Burger, go to this 25 bands for us.
Huh?
Go to that 25 bands for us, man. Tell us about it, man. Take us into that joint, man. We got Burger in the building with us tonight. Man, you a hot artist. You got it going on down in Florida and all the way around the world, man. Go to this 25 bands for us. Man, you need to tell them what it is, man. Cat Daddy, hype him up, man. Tell them about this 25 bands, man.
25 bands, right now. We're going to get right back with Burger. You already know what it is.
Let's turn up.
I mean, the dope game real. And I had to find out the hard way. My own cousin hit me for $25,000. 25 bands. I mean, but shit was going good for the first month. I'm getting money. I'm making cuz money. All of a sudden, cuz went south on me. Let me tell you how this shit went down. Woke up early this morning, took a cold shower. Left fully clean and then I dried off with a gold tower. Planned out my day and that shit took me by the whole hour. First to get the dope from Broward, that's 2 whole hours. I'm like, fuck it, it's a drought. Man, I gotta have it. Traffic and dope, I like to ride when it's a lot of traffic. My time ain't lining up, so shit, man, I'm trying to match it. Leave at 3, get there by 5 and I'll be back by 7. That'll work, touchdown, but ain't no dope in town. So I tap up my connect and told him hold it down. Can't give up that easy, so shit, I'm still rolling around. Call up my cousin from Kaya City, what's going down? He pick up, go, what's up? I'm like, nothing, bitch, that coolin'. Flying through the city, I'm just trying to see what's moving. He say, cuz, slide through. I say, give me a few minutes. I'm at the flea market, I ain't hit you when I'm finished. The dope game real, it's not a joke. I ain't playing, do you know how it feels to lose 25 bands? 25 grand, gone, kaboom, kazam. The nigga that robbed me supposed to be my fam. Damn, I'm hollering, man, do you know how I feel to lose 25 bands? 25 grand. The nigga set up the lick. He was supposed to be my friend. My cousin up. I said, cuz I'm on my way. He say, you know what I say. Nigga, come by Auntie place. Hung up on them 9 rollers. Pulling up to the spot. Ask him about the dope. He say, 25 a block. I'm like, Price kinda steep, but I cop. So he called my other cousin, cause he say he know the guy. So we pull off from the spot. Went to another spot. And before I walked in, I repositioned the Glock. When I caught the first time, everything was all good. Came through the second time, everything's all good. Cop the third time, everything's all good. I'm copping these blocks, everything going good. I was balling hard, I guess, because times was hard. Cuz setting up the deck, but my eyes ain't on the card. Blind to the fact, he's setting me up to rob. Wait for the details, I'ma tell you how he robbed. The dope game real, it's not a joke. I ain't playing, do you know how I feel to lose 25 bands? 25 grand, gone, kaboom, kazam. The nigga that robbed me supposed to be my fam. God damn, I'm a hollering man. Do you know how I feel to lose 25 bands? 25 grand, love. The nigga set up the lick. I get the call around 10 o'clock at night. It's my cousin when I hit him earlier. See, he told me it wasn't nothing. He say he found the nigga and he copped and it's 100. I'm like, cousin, you show? He like, cousin, bring the money. I slide down to Palm Beach, thinking cuz concrete. Knowing damn well that I should have stayed home sleep. First mind, stay home. Second mind, gon' see. Listening to my second mind and put me in the hole deep. Get down to Palm Beach, cuz waiting for me. We go inside the house and we start to count the money. Gut feeling, gut feeling, man, something feeling funny. Nigga peeking out the window, it's you niggas counting money. The dope pull up, we go downstairs. I don't know these niggas, so I ain't making a sale. They hand cuz the package, cuz hand them the cash. I know something ain't right, this is happening too fast. The niggas pull off, I'm trying to make sure that it's straight. Cuz they go in the house and bust open the tape. When I bust open the tape, know what I saw? Fake ass brick, a fucking dummy block.
Tell certified bang right there, 25 game.
Yes, sir. Hey, check this out. If you enjoy what you just heard from my man Burger, he getting it in, man. I'm loving that 25 bands, man. We all know what it's like to take a loss. Make sure you get in my man C. Wakely, the record breaker, you know, for all of your Burger needs. You know, if you want to feature him or you want to book him for a show or, you know, you just want to talk business, make sure you're serious about it. Anyways, again, that's C. Wakely, the record breaker.
No, that joint right there, that 25 bands, man. That shit, you made it sound so weird, because when I heard that joint, I started thinking myself about my boy that got killed. That same shit, goddamn, making a late night play, got set up, and goddamn, he got fucked up. I was like, damn, he hit it on the head, man. How you, How you hit that on the head so so well, man?
Man, that's just real shit, man. That's just what a nigga been through, you know. That's just my life. Like I said, that's what I talk about on the songs. That's why it's kind of easy for me. You know what I mean? I just talk about what I go through.
For sure, for sure. Yeah, you brought that. You brought that joint on guy. Hey, as soon as I heard it, I was like, damn. I just thought, I was like, damn, that shit remind me of my boy Slim, man. Rest in peace, my nigga. But, hey, real talk, you brought that joint on guy, man.
I appreciate that.
So, yeah, man. So, you know, that song right there was real deep, man. It's one of the ones that, you know, it'll make you look to the sky for a little bit. But as far as on a brighter note of your music career, what is your favorite part? Now, we're on the line with Burger. So what is your favorite part of being an artist?
I mean, the love that I get, really, everywhere I go, you know what I mean? People run up to me, ask me for autographs and stuff like that, you know what I mean? Or say this song touched them, or this their favorite song, you know? That's my favorite part of it.
So, okay, for sure, for sure. Now, every song you make, that's how you trying to bring it alive like that. Every song we get from Burger, that's exactly what you're going to get, right?
Oh, yeah, definitely. Whenever I'm doing the project like the Gangsta Grill, I mean, the THIDYB, you know, I get lyrical too, but, I mean, the stuff that come real, real easy to me is like my life, like I said. But, you know, I can get lyrical too. I do that a lot on my mixtape, but on the drummer stuff, I try to get on like more real topics, you feel me? Like on a freestyle level, you can talk about anything, you feel me?
For sure.
Yeah. So with this project, can we expect to hear you on more of more original productions versus Jack and Beats, or are you still high Jack and Beats on this project?
Oh, no. I think probably 95% of that drummer mixtape is all original.
Okay.
So what producers are you working with?
I got it's too many to name, man. Probably almost every beat on there made by different people, man. I probably got one producer on Evil G. He probably got like 5 or 6 beats on there. And then I got named TC Beats on there. I got I try to find a close name, man.
Man, you put out a lot of projects. Out of all the projects that you put out, you put out so many of them, everybody that's tuned in right now, they know your history, and if they don't, they're about to know it. But what has been your favorite project so far, or the one that you feel is the best?
Oh, this drummer that's about to drop, February
26th. okay, so that's about to be real crazy, Cat Daddy.
Yeah, it's going to be, I got to have a copy of that. I got that. Get a
time. Oh, yeah. And then while you bumping that, you can bump that This Is How I'm Doing Y'all's Beats. Now, how many versions of This Is How I'm Doing Y'all Beats do you have? I mean, how many volumes so far?
I got volume 1 and 2 out right now. I'm in the studio working on volume 3 right now. I'll be done with that shortly, but I'm going to wait till after that Gangsta Grill do what it's doing, then drop that.
Okay. Hey, everybody. That's what I'm saying. See, that's why Burger is here tonight, because Cat Daddy and your boy DJ Cash for Drinks had to bring you some heat out of Florida. It's cold up here in the Midwest. It's cold over there on the East Coast where you at, Cat Daddy. So we had to bring some heat through to warm you up.
Yeah, I had to bring some certified heat to bring heat up some shit.
Had to heat it up, man. It ain't cold wild, man, no more, Burger. So, man, what's up, man? I was trying to get you to go to a song. Can you hear me now? Because you couldn't hear me before.
You were trying to what?
I was trying to get you to go to a song. I wanted you to introduce your song.
What song?
Well, hey, the next track that we go to now, because we got a legend right here on the line with us. My man is definitely about to turn up, so we got to make history sometime here tonight on the show. So, Cat Daddy, man, what else you got for us before we get out of here? And then we got to let Burger introduce the last set.
Yeah, we got Over You. But before we throw to that last track, one more time, Burger, tell them where they can contact you at.
You can contact my management, C. Wakelet, at 352-682-2040. That's 352-682-2040. 2040.
Okay. Y'all make sure y'all get at him. Hey, bring him Will Proposal. Hey, you got that DJ Drummer mixtape. Gonna be a certified banger. Hey, go to YouTube, check him out. That Pilf. Hey, he everywhere.
Yeah, and holla at C. Wakely, the record breaker. You know, if you want to book him or, you know, get involved with Burger, you know, whatever. But look, check this out, Burger. Look, man, we definitely appreciate you taking time to come through and holla at us. Your boy DJ Casper Banks is rocking with you. Cat Daddy is rocking with you. We right here on Underground Talk Radio, broadcasting live out of the Carolinas. Before you introduce your track, man, is there anything else you'd like to say?
Shout out to the gatekeeper. Shout out to my whole team, man. You know, I definitely appreciate the love and support.
Yeah, well, we gonna definitely bring you back, man. Cat Daddy, you got anything else for my man Burger?
Yeah, I got this Over You track right now I'm looking at.
All right, y'all ain't introduced that Over You track, Burger.
Yo, what it is, man, it's your boy Burger, man, straight from the Gunshine State. That's Florida. Countdown County 321, Melbourne, representative, man. It's your boy Burger signing off, man. Y'all boys drop that Over You, man.
This what she told me. Making me cry.
like a certified banger right now.
Man, certified banger all the way, man. Hey, I'm glad you let me back in with you to close out. Shout out to the world. Shout out to Florida. Steve Wakely, man. I got mad love for you. Burgers got mad love for you. We definitely appreciate y'all coming through. Son, you turned it up for Texas, man. Mad love to you. Man, shout out to the whole world, man. I love y'all, man. It's your boy DJ Cash from Binks. Hit me up, 24-hour service. Yes, it's real. 317-529-1309. Again, that's 317-529-1309. We accept calls from anybody that, you know, picks that phone up, takes that opportunity to rock with Coast to Coast DJs. Cat Daddy, Underground Call Radio, salute, man. Let's get it.
Salute, let's get it. It's your boy Cat Daddy, man. You can hit me up, too, 336-926-6386 or larry.marshall50@yahoo.com. Cat Daddy Marshall on Facebook, Cat Daddy Marshall on Twitter. I'm 24/7, but you call me 3 o'clock in the morning, you might want to leave a message. It's your boy signing off. Appreciate you coming through. Appreciate you co-hosting with me tonight on DJ Casper Main. Salute. Hey, shouts out to Sun, shouts out to Burger. Hey, y'all go ahead out there and check them out. You already know what it is. It's your boy.